Okay, today's daf is Yivamis daf Nun Tes. Nun Tes, and we'll discuss a sugya on Nun Tes Mabez. And as often in these shiurim, we get to touch on a number of topics, but we don't get to do a complete and comprehensive job, but we raise some issues and quote some amrakomos and do what we can in the time that we have. So the Gemara here on Nun Tes Mabez is discussing, as the Gemara continues to discuss, who a Kohen is allowed to marry, who a Kohen is not allowed to marry. The Gemara discussed in the Mishnayos, what about a Kohen who has Kiddushin for someone who he's not allowed to have Nisuin with? Is that good enough to ruin the status? The Mishnah that we're commenting on now, the Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana, Beimina Eris, Beimina Nisuin. What about a Bogeres? What about a Mukat Eitz? All the different types of women. Who is a Kohen allowed to marry and who not? So the Gemara quoted here on Nun Tes Mabez, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that Panui Habala Pnuya Shalola Shemishus Asa Azona. Rabbi Elazar says, seems to say, any relation, any bia outside of the context of a marriage makes a woman a zona, meaning a halachic zona that a Kohen cannot marry. Right? Panui Habala Pnuya, even an unmarried, a single man and a single woman, Shalola Shemishus, just one maisa bia, not for the sake of marriage. Asa zona, that makes the woman, gives the woman the status of a zona. So if you look in the, we're going to focus on a topic relating to the comment of a Mishnah Lamelech on this sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Yudches. Beginning of Perek Yudches is about these issues about what makes this the halachic zona category for a kohen. So the Rambam says. And then we'll get to the Mishnah Melech. Perek Yudches Halacha Aleph. Mipi Yeshmua Lamanu. Sha'azona Ha'amura Batora. He calls Sheina Bas Yisrael. Number one, if someone is not a Bas Yisrael, a non-Jewish woman has that status. O Bas Yisrael Shenivala La'adam Shehi Asura Lihinasilo Isser Hashava Bakol. Or if a Jewish woman is Niveles to a man who there's an Isser for everybody in the world to marry. Isser Hashava Bakol. Or she's nivala to a chalal, someone who already has been emptied of kedushas kahuna. Afal bishi mutaris linasilo, right? Even if she's mutter to marry him, right? A regular Jewish girl who marries a chalal, that's mutter. They didn't do anything wrong, but she becomes a chalala, which is a sazona, and she can't marry a kohen. Lefichach, and therefore says the Rambam, Hamner Bas LaBehema, also our sugyas. Even Bias Behema, it's an Isser Kares, it's an Isser Daraisa, but it does not make her into a Zona. And what about a Nida? Babala Nida, the Rambam also says, the Isser Kares doesn't create the status. Right? Nida is an Isser Kares, but there's no status of Zona. Why? Velo Nifsla Lakahuna. Shahari Eina Asura Linasilo. Because eventually, right, they could get married. Right, and even Kiddushin, right, Nisuin would be a problem, as we discussed earlier. But that is Halacha Aleph. Then Halacha Beis. V'chein, haba al ha-pinuya, afilu haisa kedesha. If a man lives with an unmarried woman, even if she is a kedesha, what's a kedesha? Shehifkira atzma lakol. Right, a kedesha is what modern-day parlance uses for zona. It means a woman who's without, who's nivelas to many different partners. Shifkiras malakol. Afal pishi b'malkus lo na'as is zona. Right? We know Paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Even though there's malkus there, she's not a zona shari, enas or linasilo. Because, let's say they would decide to marry each other, they would be able to marry each other, this single man and single woman. Right now, the single woman is not interested in marriage. She's a mufkeres to all. So even though there's an issa daraisa, she doesn't become a zona. Aval hanivelas la'echad me isure lavin hashavin bakol, but a woman who is nivelas to one of the chayvi lavin, that applies again to all Jews, ve'enan miyuchadim bekoanim o me isure asay, and it's a los asay, it's not an issa asay, not like Mitzri, and it's not just us to a Kohen. V'yinsarach loma l'mishihi asur lo mishum erva or right, even more asur, o l'goy ve'eved, ho v'hi asur l'inasilo, in those cases, she becomes a zona. Harezu zona. So the Mishnah Lamelech here has a very long discussion, as he often does, on the sheet of this discussion, and he discusses Rabbi Elazar. The sheet of Rabbi Elazar that says, asa zona, the Rambam does not pass in that way. Panei abala pnuya. Shalol Shem Ishus Asa Zona. The Rambam says, no, she's not a Zona, even though there's Malkus. The Mishnah Malach says, what would Rabbi Elazar say about a Pilegesh? That'll be our topic for the next few moments. A Pilegesh. A woman who, they're not married. They're not married, but they only live with each other. Right? So that's not a one-time fling that the Rabbi Elazar is talking about or the Rambam is talking about. Somebody who has a man and a woman, a Jewish man and a Jewish woman who are living together. But they're not married. So would that be Asa Azona, according to Rabbi Elazar? Again, we paskin. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way anyway. The Rambam says, Parnoi apa ala pnuya, even if she's a Kadesha, that she's not miyuchedes to him, lo nas Azona. Because they could theoretically get married. The Rambam's rule is, SPS early nasilo. But says the Mishnah Melech, V'yesh lachkor chakira achas. Lo Rabbi Elazar, is it really tali on marriage? Or is it totally on not a specific designated relationship? That's the question. Imadavar tali dafka bekidushin, dekal shelo kidsha, if there was no marriage, af dishemiyachta la'atzmo, they only live with each other. They're not, they don't live with other partners. They only live with each other. Would that be enough to be called a zona, according to Rabbi Elazar? Dekal shelo kidsha, af shemiyachta la'atzmo, l'shem pilegesh, chashiva zona, O Dilma Dafka Kisheino Miyachi Latsmo, Ella Derek Znus Ba Aleha. Only if there's no relationship there. He's with this partner today and then a different partner next week. Oz Huda Asa Zona. Avala Miyachta Latsmo. Havi Kidin Pilegesh. Uve Prat Lamanda Amarti Pilegesh Sharya. Efshar Delochashiva Zona. That's the question of the Mishnah Lamalach. So this opens the door for us to discuss a little bit the institution of Pilegesh. Right? Pilegesh, what's called in English concubine, comes up often in Tanakh, way back with Avram Avinu, going all the way to David HaMelech, and times in between. What is the status of Pilagshus? Right? Is it some type of quasi-marriage? Okay, we've never heard of it today, but is it some type of quasi-marriage, marriage in a minimal way, or is it something totally different, some other type of institution? Right? We can ask this by... I've got another concept, Yud, not our topic today, Maseches Kedushin. Yud, where we have a Shivcha Kenanis and a Jewish master, and he has to either marry her or his son has to marry her, discussion. Also there, we have the question of, is Yud similar to a regular marriage, or is it something totally different? Is it part of Avdus? Is it a Chelik of Avdus? That's the larger category. Or not Avdus, it is somehow connected to marriage. Where the Gemara discusses whether the original Kesef that was given for the servitude could function as the Kesef Kiddushin. Right? What language do you use? Harayat miyu edesli, harayat mekudeshesli, right? Different Lashonos. Again, that's a huge topic. But we just had a recently when we discussed chuppah. We discussed a few days ago all the different opinions about what chuppah is. One of them, I think there are Chas Chaim, quoted, well, I think it's about spreading a beged over the man and the woman, and he quotes a Gemara that talks about Yud, right, that the master spreads the beged. So obviously Yud is connected. So we can ask a similar question by Pilagshus, right? Is Pilegesh, is that a quasi type of marriage, a modified marriage, or is it something totally different and conceptually not in the world of marriage? Even the word, what does the word Pilegesh come from? Where does the word Pilegesh come from? If you look in the Raivit, in the beginning of Tochas Ishus, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Rambam there, again, is discussing who one is allowed to marry. The Rambam says, remember the Rambam, before Matan Torah, there was no Kiddushin, there was maybe considered Nisuin. Kodem Matan Torah, Hayadim Pogei Isha Bashuk, Emratza Hu Vihi, if they wanted to, Nosin Laschara, Ubalosa, Alei Madarech Vaholichlo, Vezui Nigres Kedesha. Before Matan Torah, there were no real rules of arayas in that way. Mishenitna Torah, Nasar Kadesha. Right, a one-time Maisabia was Nasar. Shnemar Lotia Kadesha Mebenot Yisrael. Leficha Kalabol Isha L'shem Znus Bilo Kiddushin Lokim Enat Torah. Mebnei Shabal Kadesha. So the Rambam says, if there's a Maisabia outside of marriage, there's an Issa Daraisa. Right, the Rambam says in Ilchas Yisrael Bia that she doesn't become a Zona unless she's Nivala L'Pasola. But if it's a kosher person, it's aser to have a stam isabia, it's an aser daraisa, but she doesn't become a zona. So on that Rambam, the Ravid says, Amar Avram ein Kadesha. What's Kadesha? The Rambam says, again, another topic, Kadesha, what's the Isra of Kadesha? The Rambam says even one time, even one time. A man and a woman have a maisas nus one time, that's a kadesha. Says the Ravid, ein kadesha ela mizumenes vihi hamufkeres l'chol adam. No, if she's open to all partners. Aval hamiyachedes atzmo l'ish echad. What if there's a man and a woman that are living together? The Rambam doesn't specifically talk about that. He's talking about one time, but maybe he implies. The Rambam says if there's a man and a woman that have a relationship that are living together, ein ba lo malkus velo iser lav, vihi ha pilegesh haksuva. That's pilegesh, meaning a relationship between a man and a woman outside of marriage. Uba'ale halashon darshin pilegesh mila hafucha, v'murkeves befi shagal. Right, if you switch around the words pilegesh, shin, make it shin gimalamid. Shagal means bia, right? Yishgalena, the Gemara says, the pasuk says elsewhere. Bifi is like lefi, sometimes. Omedes leprakim lemishagel, mishameshes zabayis upamim lemishkav. Sometimes this, sometimes that. A pilegesh is sometimes used for be for the relationship, and sometimes used for a maisa bia. Remember way back in Brachos, right? The Adah and Sila. Chazal tell us that there were two wives, one for be a wife and one for Mishkav. So that's what the Ravid says, the word Pilegesh. But if you look in the others, if you look in the Yamshal Shlomo in the Marshal in Yevamis, it's also quoted, the Sifsei Chachamim quotes this on the Pasuk by Avram Avinu. By Avram Avinu had Pilagshin. The first time Pilagshin comes up is in Chayasara. V'lefnei Pilagshin asher l'Avraham, nosan Avram matanos. Says the Sifsei Chachamim, Pilegesh is from the word plag isha. Half a wife. Plag isha. A partial wife. Fascinating. Vatakari le pilegesh. Shal lacha el lishchiva ba'amma v'lo l'piria v'rivya. V'lo shepilegesh plag isha. Klomar lishchiva v'lo l'piria. That's two. The Yamshal Shlomo also, that's the Sizach HaChavim. The Yamshal Shlomo here in Yevamis, in Beis Yud Aleph, he has another possibility. We have a concept in... He quotes this that we, as the Ravid said, "Bali alashon darshin mila hafucha." He quotes the Ravid, but he also mentions we have a concept in halacha of a palgus. We have some type of suffic statuses or double statuses in halacha. We have an androgynous, right? Zachar and Nekeva. We have a koi, right? A koi is a suffic chaya, suffic behema. Palgus says the Yamshal Shlomo is. Somewhere in between a keves and an ayel. A keves and an ayel. Yotza mechal keves v'lechlal ayel loba. So the Yamshal Shlomo says, Yotza mechal shivcha v'chlal isha loba. Right, somewhere in the middle. Some type of middle status, right? Even the word itself reflects that there's something going on here. So let's get to Tochen, though. So what's a pilegesh? The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, in the context of David HaMelech. The David HaMelech had pilagshim. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? My nashim or my pilagshim? Even that question, is that question telling me there's a relationship between the two? After all, they're both in the world of Ishus. So what's the difference between them? Or is the Gemara asking, yeah, they look similar, but they're very different. What's an Isha and what's a Pilagesh? Interesting, how do you understand the Gemara? Answers the Gemara, and also it's not clear. How do you understand the Maskana? Amar Vida Marav, Ar Girsa. Our girsa in the Gemara is Nashim b'ksuba u'b'kidushin. Pilagshim below ksuba u'below kidushin. Nashim have ksuba and kidushin. A pilagesh has neither. No ksuba, no kidushin. All the Rishonim wonder. We paskin ksubas derabanan, according to many. So how can you say that the status of a pilagesh is different because of the lack of ksuba? And some girsos, Rashi has the girsa. If you look in Rashi, ala Torah. Rashi ala Torah, pilagesh. Nashim biksuba pilagshim biloksuba. That's Rashi's girsa in on Chumash in Parshas Chayesara. Ask the Ramban here in Sanhedrin. How can Rashi say that? Right? Ksuba, if ksuba is the Rabbanan, so on a daraisa level, there's no difference. Pilagish is with kiddushin. No, I like the other girsa. Pilagish is without kiddushin. So the Rishonim discuss. You know, how could ksuba be a different? You know, some suggest Mori Barabi or Rosenzweig has spoken about ksuba in the past, that even if you say the details of ksuba are derabanan, it could be that the essence and the message of ksuba is daraisa, the commitment is daraisa, and that's something that you have by ishus and not by by pilegesh. So below ksuba might not mean the details of ksuba, but the relationship that the ksuba reflects. Okay, So the Gur Aryeh also, the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, right here on the Pasuk, also discusses this Ramban, and he says, "Ein adas nosein shetei nikris pilegesh b'shul she'ein laksuba to whom mamon shenitan lemechila." That's just monetary. V'chi b'shul shekid shal manas she'ein laksuba tei nikris pilagsho. Just monetary. So again, as we just answered, it could be no. It could be that the ksuba symbolizes more than just monetary. So again, this is pilegesh. So one issue is ksuba kiddushin. The other issue is it a kinyan or not? Right, some different lashonot. The Rambam uses the lashon of kinyan. Where's the Rambam? Where did the Rambam talk about pilegesh? Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam within this discussion has a very famous shita. The Rambam says a pilegesh is usur. Pilegesh is usur for a commoner. Who's allowed to have a pilegesh? A melech. That's the context of the Gemara. So you might say a big riot to the Rambam. I didn't see this pointed out. Where is Pilegesh discussed? Not in Meseches Kiddushin, not in Meseches Ksubis. Where is the Ikar discussion of Pilegesh? In Meseches Sanhedrin, in the discussion of David HaMelech. So the Rambam sees that, and the Rambam says, I'm saying it's not appropriate for a regular person to have a Pilegesh, says the Rambam. Perek Dalet Al Chadalet, in the context of going through the privileges and the rights of a king. Right, that's important context, because the Rivash in Etshuva says Pilegesh stems from that. Why is a Pilegesh different than any other Jew? The Rambam there is talking about Rishus Yesh LaMelech, the king could put taxes on anybody he wants, Ol Tzorach HaMilchama, V'Kosiv Lo Meches, and he could take servants, and he could take soldiers, V'Sholech B'Chol Gvul Yisro, V'Lokech B'Nam HaGiborim, V'Chen Lokech B'Kol Ba'ali Umnias, if he needs artisans, he could take, that's the king. Again, a king that has rights to be the king, Melech Yisrael. And then he says, V'cheina lokech mikol gvul Yisrael nashim upilagshim. A king can take wives and concubines. Nashim b'ksuba ubikidushin, pilagshim b'loksuba ubilokidushin. Right? He has our girsa. Ella, so how do you create this relationship? Ella b'yichud bilvad kone osa umuteresla. That's the Rambam's Lashon. But just yichud, right? Designation. Man goes over to a woman, let's create a relationship. That's pilakshus. You don't need any type of other kinyan. You don't need nisuin, right? Ella biyichud bilvad. Kone osel muteris lo. So I'm going to use the Lashon of kinyan and muteris. Aval hahedyot, aser bipilegesh. Hedyot is aser. Ella, but then he adds, also not our topic, ella ba'ama ivriya bilvad achar yud. Only by Amivri. I mentioned Shivcha Kananis before, but that's different. That's by Evan Ivri. I meant Amivri. So that's the only one. What does that have to do with Pilegesh? Good question. V'yesh l'lasos ha-pilagshim shalokeach la'armono tabachos va'ofos v'rakachos. And he can have pilagshim, he can take pilagshim. So what iser is this? Is this an iser daraisa? If it's an iser daraisa, why is it mutter to a king? Why is it mutter to a king? If it's an iser daraisa. So that's where the Rivash in Etshuva and Simon Shin Sadiches says, part of the daraisa rights of the king. Right? A king is allowed to take servants. The king is allowed to take wives. The king is allowed to take, pilagshim. V'kivan, I'll read you his lashon. V'heter ha-melech l'daito nirali shemitores Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamanu mitores Shmuel ha-Navi lamanu. Because we know Parshas HaMelech is both in the Torah and also Shmuel HaNavi, when he warns them that if you have a king, he's going to have to do dot, 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 and they say, okay, we want the king. He was trying to get them not to want the king. But it says there, v'espino seichem yikach, v'kivan sheyesh lo rishus l'melech likach nashim upilakshim kirtzono, me'asher yivchar, shekin kasev v'parsha hu imkein lo nechshev olazona v'shvol zeh, sharei michukei hamalucha hu zeh. It's michuki amalucha adaraba im haiso monas atzma mimenu haiso osa shalokedin. If there's a woman who did not agree to be a pilagish, that would be moredis b'malchus, right? The king has the rights, so that's one. Others say it's an issur d'rabbanan. The Radvaz says pilagshus is an issur d'rabbanan. That's how the king could override it. What's the issur d'rabbanan? So that's based on the Rama quotes, the chashash. What's the chashash? The Rama has 2 days in Simin Chavav whether a pilagish is a good idea or not. Says the, or mutter, says the Rama. Avalam yachid alav isha v'tovelas elav. Again, nida applies to a pilagish. So if she goes to the mikvah, yesh omim shemutterhu. Upilagish amur batara. Right? That's the Ravid. The Ravid Nichaz Isha is quoted at mutter. V'yesh omrim sha'asur. V'lokin alzeh mishum lo siya kadesha. Some say it's an isadaraisa. Some say it's a daraisa. What is the, I'm sorry, I skipped the important line, but the previous, the Rambam said, Afilom yichdalo el adrabar al kofan asolo tzim. Let me start from the beginning. Eini shenachshavas eishesish el adik kedushas shiskacha karoy. Eishesish is only with real kedushin. Aval in ba'ala derech znus shelo l'shem kedushin eino klum. Right, derech znus, there's nothing. We're not choshesh that a ma'is znus was kedushin. V'yafilu ba'al elashem ishus be'no leveina. And even if he had a ma'is to be elashem marriage, but no edim, it's meaningless. Eino nachsheves ki ishto. V'afilu am yichdolo. Ela adarav, akofon asol lozimi beisof. They didn't have marriage, then the Bezdin has to force them to get divorced, to separate. Ramah, dibevadai boshehimi litbo. If they're not married, what, she's going to show up at the mikvah? She's going to be embarrassed to go to a mikvah, not being married. Uba al ebeni dasa. Says the Radvaz, that's the chash. By a pilegesh, we're nervous that she's not going to go to the mikvah, because everybody knows, oh, this is so-and-so's pilegesh, and therefore there's a gzera drabanon against pilachus. And therefore that gzera doesn't apply to a king, because everybody knows that a king can have pilegesh, and she's very proud to be the pilegesh of a king. And therefore, she wouldn't be embarrassed, and there is no issa drabanon. So machlokas rishonim, whether this is true. The Ramban in the Tshuva, it's quoted here by the Nosei Kelim. The Ramban says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Right, a chilek between a king and a non-king, same rules for pilegesh, for a head yod, for a melech, doesn't say anywhere. Yes, the context of Pilegesh is found in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, but it doesn't say there that there is a difference in Halacha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Tshuva, well, since nobody's allowed to marry the king's wife after the king is with a king's partner, after the king is with her, so then maybe that's why it's automatically considered Miyuched Eslo. There can't be Zona or Kedesha for a king because Ein Mishtabshim B'Sharbito Shel Melech. And therefore, that would automatically be okay. Just two other ha'aris. Again, it's a big topic. The Rush. Famous Rush for other reasons. But the Rush, remember the Rush in Ksubas Aleph Yud Beis. Famous Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush, whether getting married is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam says getting married is a mitzvah. And saying the Bircha Brachas on marriage is a mitzvah. Birchas on mitzvah. That's why you have to say it before you get married. The Rambam in a number of places says in Hilchas Ishus that getting married is a mitzvah. And the Rush argues. The Rush says, no, getting married is only a hechsher mitzvah for pruvu. The brachas that we say at a marriage are birchas shevach v'hodah, brachas of praise. But the Rush says, so this is always used in the marriage context, but now we're going to focus on his other line. The Rush says, the mitzvah is peravu, ki piri v'rivya hainu kiyam ha-mitzvah, v'im lokach pilegesh, v'kiyam piri v'rivya, eina mechuyav l'kadish isha. If you can find another way of doing peravu, meaning through pilachus, there's no mitzvah marriage. Marriage is what allows you to fulfill Puravu. But if you go through the Pilegesh line, so then there wouldn't be, you can fulfill Puravu without doing the mitzvah of marriage. If you can't have children, in a case of Akara and Islands. Okay, but number one, the Rush says that there is a Puravu with a Pilegesh. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we don't have time to go through it, it's a five-page tshuva. All the poskim say that Bizman HaZeh Pilachus is Usser. You know, whether it's because of Cherem Derabbeinu Gershom, right, that not only Usser more than one wife, but more than one partner, or because it was always Usser, like the Rambam says, either Daraisa or Derabbanan, as we said. So either way, and poskim say that even if you want to say like the Ravid, and others that maybe it was mutter then, and but nowadays because mishum pritzus, it is for sure usser. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, this is one of those three or four tshuvas that are pretty radical in his tshuvas. Obviously, one of the great Baalei Masorah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelas Yaves and Beis Tezvav has a five-page tshuva where he supports and he encourages pilachus, and he says it's a great thing. Pas besalo, this will prevent people from looking elsewhere. Radical tshuva. Again, it doesn't mean that different one. It means pilachus is like a permanent relationship. Not kedesha. But that's what he's talking about. Mashenki bipilegesh imyuchedes leish mushumeres lo lo neser b'hayichun meolam kamosh lo neser ma'isha mochletes ein chilik bein zu lazu. That's important for conceptual. Me'achar shestein muteres lo ve'ein bazu mishem busha yosem yizu lefidin Torah pashut. Pilegesh ain't a bchalpnuya legamrei b'krov elios chashuva isha. Right, it's pretty close. He has many formulations here in this tshuva, important for Lumdis in terms of how close it is to Ishus. Again, we don't have time to go through it, but it's a fascinating tshuva where he strongly encourages Lamaisa, 1600s, encourages these types of relationships. So again, Lamaisa, we do not encourage it, and that is not halacha Lamaisa, that tshuva. Okay, we'll stop here.